And we're going now a little farther north, to San Jose, in Santa Clara County, where Spencer Boyce is a sergeant with the California Highway Patrol. Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning.
That was a grim ending to those comments a few moments ago, only one way out of street racing. How dangerous is this practice, really?
Well, within our county, in Santa Clara County, we have had 4 deaths that we can directly attribute to street racing in this year, and we're only 8 months into our year so far. The main difference between what was perhaps glamorized in American Graffiti and various other films and street racing that I was aware of that went on when I was in high school is we have a group of people that go out, they make a point of saying they want to race on the street, they know it's illegal, they don't care if it's illegal, and the end result is we have these people racing at these large events. And we're talking several hundred people, several hundred vehicles, and it's gotten so out of control that we're just waiting for a disaster to really happen where we're going to have multiple fatalities out of just one wreck.
What kinds of cars are they driving, and how souped up are they?
Well, they run the full gamut. You have the traditional American muscle cars, your Camaros, your Ford Mustangs. There are those types of vehicles. Then you also have the imports, the Hondas, the Acuras.
I don't think of a Honda or an Acura as any kind of a race car.
Well, you put in the right kind of engine and modify things enough, and they are extremely fast. We've had them doing better than 140 on the freeway, which is quite fast for any vehicle.
What about the skills of these young drivers? Can they handle these cars?
Based on the fact that we're still having accidents directly related to the racing, I would say no. If you drive anywhere at a high rate of speed, does that mean every time that you do so, you're going to crash? No. But when you lack experience and training, you run the chance of, should anything abnormal go on, that you're going to lose control of that vehicle. And that generally is where we have the accidents.
If this is such a public event, Sergeant Boyce, why can't you catch these guys?
Well, there's a couple of problems with it. We have to view this offense taking place so that we can take action. You know, on occasion we do get lucky and just happen to pull in at the same time a race is starting, and we can take immediate action. But here you're talking about, under normal circumstances, taking enforcement action on perhaps one car out of several hundred, and that doesn't have too much of a deterrent effect.
You're part of a task force that's assigned to try to control this street racing. Do you feel like you're having any effect, or is this something that's just going to go on until the kids get tired of it?
Well, we're having, I would say, some effect. We have done a couple of crackdowns where we brought in 50 to 60 officers, and we've done various enforcement where we could catch them actually racing. Some, once they get any type of enforcement action on them, they're never coming back. Others are very clear that regardless of the enforcement action that we do, be it a traffic citation, be it taking them to jail, they fully intend to return the following weekend.
Sergeant Boyce, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Sergeant Spencer Boyce of the California Highway Patrol.